So it's November 10th. No, November the 1st. And this is Moses and Don and Mimi. So we're just online now, and we can start.
Excellent. How do you propose we proceed?
Well, why don't you tell me what your intention is for this conversation?
Okay. Well, you know somewhat of the history of our concern with our youngest son, Darius, who just turned 25 on Saturday, the 28th of October. And he's been dealing with Crohn's since he was in middle school, I guess. Is that about right, Dawn? And so we have fought very vigorously the conventional medical people, because he's always had medical care. You know, we've had insurance for that. And you know how what their approach is. We've fought that all of these years and sought out alternative healing modalities from many different areas. And you know, we became aware of your services, I guess, within the last year.
Right.
You know, and we've been doing the culture, and that has helped a lot in his gut. I think it has really the yoga, the probiotic has really stabilized his gut. He used to have a lot of ups and downs with that, but the problems since then have been in his joints, you know, swollen knees and ankles, and it kind of moves around, and he's very athletic, you know. Even in his work, you know, he does basketball coaching, things of that sort, physical therapy. He's in school for that. But we reached a point where, because he's in school and he has two jobs now, where it just got to be debilitating, you know, the one ankle swelling twice the size of the other, and then it limited his movements and that kind of thing. Well, did I say ankle? I meant knees. I meant knees on that, yeah. So we just reached a point, and he was in his he doesn't have just like a GI as he had originally.
He doesn't have what?
You know, a GI doctor, you know, gastrointestinal specialist. That's the generic.
Oh, a GI doctor.
GI, yeah.
I was wondering how eyes were relating to his gut. I didn't hear the G.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, he's been going to a rheumatoid specialist, and they've been pushing Humira. We've been resisting, but we just reached a point 2 weeks ago. In fact, today, this morning, was the second administration of Humira. We just had to give in because the guy was just suffering too much. So what I would like to discuss, what we would like to discuss with you is, I guess, on two tracks. One, is there any recommendation, and within the scope of what you can, you know, your legal limits, to counter any possible negative side effects of that while still on the second track moving forward with, you know, what we've been doing. Is that clear enough for a framework?
It is. Let me just rephrase, because what I hear you saying is that you've started allopathic drugs, and you're still disconcerted about what's best for him. And so you want to know how to counteract anything that might harm him at the same time moving forward with what you want to do.
Yes.
Now, you also have a 25-year-old man here on your hands that doesn't belong to you anymore as a child.
Right, exactly.
And so you have a lot of dealings with what he wants to do.
Right.
And there comes a time when you have to give all of that to him to take care of.
Right.
And so I would say that that has to be done at this point as well.
Right. Well, let me just say an immediate response to that is that we've done that because he reached a point where, I mean, he out of love and respect for us, he's gone along, but he kind of put his foot down at that point. All we can do at that point from what we saw is just simply support him, which is what we have done. freely and in a genuine way. So we've done that, and so that has eliminated internal friction here in the house.
Right. So what does he want to do?
Well, we've done what he wanted to do, which was to get relief through Humira. So he's gotten relief very quick. So now that he can, he just wants to function and function at a high level. So anything we recommend in addition, he's with. I mean, he's all with the alternative.
He desires the alternative. It's just that we've been limited with regard to the aspects of alternative treatment for financial reasons that we've been able to pursue with him. So what we've been able financially to do, because the whole family right now is financially interdependent. That's just the reality of how our lives are at the moment. What we've been able to do is to keep him going with the probiotic. However, because it has not been enough to keep him functioning at an acceptable level of health in light of the rheumatoid.
Yeah, he has to be able to move.
He has to be able to move. He can't go every other week and have his leg drained, and we know that there's damage being done to the joint as long as that continues. So his attitude is he wants to pursue the natural routes and alternatives that may be available, but he's constrained by the fact of all of our circumstances financially.
Yeah, understood.
So with that in mind, he has said, look, I've got to be able to function at this point. I'm going to go ahead and take the Humira, but continue to look for ways to abate any side effects of taking it.
Okay, Dawn, I get it.
To do better.
Get it. Now, let me just take a little bit of time here to say what I can do.
Okay.
And it's really mute because you're on the call and he's not, and this is his life and not yours.
Yes.
So you can't, you know, agree to things, but I can certainly suggest them to you to talk to him about.
Excellent.
Number one is if he has the time on Tuesday nights, we have kind of like a support group. People come in and ask questions about how to make the product and things like that, but we also have real high-level people that have this disease that come and talk to us about what they've done, and he can get a great deal of support and help there from other people who have done a lot of research and spent a lot of money doing all those things. And understand, you know, there's a guy who's been a cell biologist and a real interest in all the medical stuff, to the point where he's the kind of guy that can sit down with the doctor and chat with him about the chemical formulas, because that's what he's done his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a resource to Darius that I would recommend, that he come and talk to other people who've got Crohn's and have got past it. The second really important thing that I want to say is that joints equal toxins. And you have a 25-year-old guy with Crohn's. There's a couple of things that come to mind in the history here that we have to just get out into the open, which is what happened in middle school. And until you really get to the bottom of what happened in middle school, you're not going to know what you're dealing with or how to take care of it.
Mm.
Yeah, the symptom is Crohn's disease. But I don't think you want this disease forever, and you don't need to have it. but whatever is in that body started at middle school, whether he was on a medication or whether he got a big dose of vaccinations or whether he had chicken pox or mono or something happened.
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
Yes.
What happened?
We do know what happened. He became sick with a flu. He became sick with the flu, and it was a particularly bad flu event. Once it passed, once the severity of it was over, it took a long time, weeks and weeks, before he got back to any semblance of normality in his health.
Okay, that wasn't the flu.
Okay. Okay.
Let me see if I can check the frequencies of the things that I know.
Okay.
I'm testing things like Coxsackie and anthrax and poison and radiation because it's possible to intersect with that stuff in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to the chiropractor one time, and I had been walking down the street in New York City and went to FAO Schwartz and things that were seemed pretty benign, but I had gotten a dose of radiation.
Hmm.
I didn't know. And he, you know, had this ability to sense and test and treat and dissolve these things. And, you know, after all these years, I've got it, too. I've educated myself, so I'm testing. And the way I test is to find a frequency, like what happened, what's in this joint, and what happened in middle school. And then I can say, well, it's not that, and it's not that, and it's not that. It's not rubella. Is it viral? It is viral. So you're right. It acted like a flu.
Mm-hmm.
It is still in the joints.
Okay.
And it is still living in the joints.
Even now,
Even now. And it's going to get worse when he's old unless he takes it out now. Now, I'm also going to tell you one other thing that fits with that paradigm, which is that he still eats sugar.
Mm, yeah.
And as much as you don't want him to eat sugar and he doesn't want to eat sugar, the virus is forcing him to keep it alive by jacking into his hormonal system and making him eat sugar.
Mm-hmm.
He can't stop because the virus is stronger than him. Basically, the virus found a very good host, one that it could persuade.
Hmm.
And in doing this persuasion, it takes over the way that you talk to yourself, and it makes you actually think that you are talking to yourself. When you say, oh, sugar's fine, that cookie looks great, Halloween, wow, let's go have some candy. This is the virus jacking into his system, gluing closed the doors that could protect him, and this is why the Bravo's working well, because the Bravo was designed to fight a virus that glues closed the immune system. That's what it does. It opens up the immune system when the viruses close it down, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you didn't have to tell me that he's got a sugar problem. It's in the paradigm of the viruses living in his joints. And I thank you because there's another man who has this problem, who hasn't admitted it to himself or me, who's very high functioning, but now I'm sure of what it is.
Yeah, as a quick aside there, because we're all in this thing together within our family, we're all sugar junkies in a real sense in this household, real bad. So,
yep.
You know, we need to come up with a joint approach for all of us. I mean, and I mean
okay.
It, we are junkies, yeah.
All right, so there's two things that happen immediately, and one is the fungus starts to grow. Because the fungus, like candida, grows from all that excess sugar. Parasites grow on it because, honestly, you have more sugar than you can digest, and so the body has to get rid of it. So all the organisms that are considered bad, the ones that you don't want in your body that aren't helping you, come in and eat the sugar, and then when you run out, they force you to eat more. So when you have an overgrowth of this stuff, it doesn't let you go back down because they've got you, and they will carry you all the way out. There is a whole Italian doctor's life work on how fungus relates to cancer, and that all cancer has this sugar drive and fungus in it. So once the fungus starts to grow, the cancer can grow easily inside it. And all cancer has this white fungus when they take it out.
Is that book available, this doctor, this Italian doctor?
Yeah. I don't remember how to say his name, but the website is either cancerfungus.com or funguscancer.com. Should be easy to find.
Okay, good.
Cancerfungus.com.
It's like Scorlotti or something Italian like that.
Right, yeah.
So, more importantly, after you read the foundation of work, is how to move it out. And you're looking at somebody here that has removed the fungus from my body. I have removed the fungus from my body. Mm-hmm. I have removed the parasitic situation from my body. The way that I did that at first was I switched off of all food. It was like a 3-month fast. Not that I had to eat, but I had to eat something that they didn't want, that kept me alive but not them. And I did that with broth, bone broth. You know, this whole big thing about bone broth.
Yes.
Chicken broth, vegetables. I had nothing but chicken soup for all that time. And it didn't have rice in it. It can only have vegetables and meat. So if you only eat vegetables and meat, it's not enough. You need the broth because the broth has the fats in it that your body needs to start to burn. There is another important thing. You receive my email about the stock order last week.
I don't recall.
If you're looking your email for my newsletter, there is a diet by the Veda people, which are an indigenous tribe of Sri Lanka. And there's no insulin resistance, there's no diabetes, there's no fungus, there's no sugar. They eat coconuts, they eat the animals, they eat specific vegetables. And there's no imbalance there because the coconut stabilizes them. Coconut oil. they do use honey, but they use honey to cure meat and fat. They combine fat and meat and cure it. Their diet is super high in fat. They live on oils, like an oil burner. And the body can go both ways. That's why our species is so adaptable. It can burn sugar or fat, but it's built to burn fat. Sugar burns hot, and it burns dirty, just like bad fossil fuel. So it makes the body hot and dirty. Now, if you have toxins from sugar and extra sugar and corn fructose and everything else you want to eat in there, you're going to blow up like a balloon. The reason that your son Darius has swollen joints is because the virus is alive there. The yogurt hasn't gotten to his joints because he hasn't stopped feeding them, and they are stronger than the yogurt at this point. They've set up a film, a biofilm, around his joints where it's swollen, and nothing is getting in there or out of there. Viruses can make a gooey substance that acts like a film. It acts like a wall, a balloon. It's more like a water balloon. And the body works around it. It's not working through it. Now, there is a way to do this, but it does require a little bit of help because it's a little intense. You can take a specific enzyme that busts open the biofilm. But the reason I say you need help to do this is because when you break that water balloon, your body had better damn know how to kill eggs, kill viruses, kill anything else that's, get rid of the biofilm and clean up those fluids. So your kidneys have to be in great shape because they're going to be processing all that fluid. Your immune system has to be top-notch. Your diet has to be tight so you're not just feeding all those eggs everywhere in your body. You understand?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
All right. So this is the reason that it's not clearing up yet.
Okay.
So the first thing to do to get the joints to not swell is not to feed them. So, he's gonna want to hang around with the boys and drink Gatorade and all that stuff, and he can't. I mean, he can make his own. That doesn't have sugar in it. That has electrolyte solution. And he can put honey in it because honey's not going to hurt him.
Yeah.
But he has to be careful what he's doing. And he can put it in a Gatorade bottle, and he can add food coloring. But eventually he has to be bold enough not to do that. What?
Mimi, so you're saying, because from what you were saying, I was thinking that honey would be excluded during the time that one is trying to reorient the system and get rid of the virus.
You're not going to be, Dawn, you're not going to be eating pounds of honey. But if you need a sweetener, you can use a drop.
Okay.
But it doesn't. It's not going to satisfy your sweet tooth because honey is actually an antimicrobial. It'll kill it. It's not going to ask you to eat honey. It doesn't. It asks you to eat sugar.
Yes, okay. I've got you, yeah.
Coconut oil is also an antimicrobial, so it doesn't want you to do that either.
Okay.
So one thing you can do to make this work for your family it's like a recipe. You take coconut oil, like maybe a jar of coconut oil, and about 4 tablespoons of honey and some peanut butter or almond butter.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix it all up and put it in a pan and put it in the refrigerator and then cut it into bars. And it'll taste nice, and it will the action of the coconut oil will help your body.
Okay.
It'll start to clean the liver and clean these and get the oils moving. You can also put nuts in it to make it crunchy.
Okay. So this this will serve when you're going through the craving.
Yes.
For the sweet, because that's what
right.
we all struggle with. We get these awful cravings.
Right. That's the fire. You have to know that when that craving hits you, that is the virus demanding food, the microbes, mm-hmm. the bad mm-hmm. bugs demanding food. And so your choice is to say, I don't want to give you food. I'm going to give you the opposite. I'm going to give you the thing that helps me. One thing you can do is put a little cayenne pepper in that lovely mix and make it taste the way you want to, a little kick.
Okay.
And what I do is I buy cayenne pepper capsules and I buy clove capsules because this is part of the kick. And when I take my oils and my cloves and my pepper and it starts to get into those joints and those things start to die, they scream, feed me. If I have an emotional stress on top of it and I can't handle it, I will eat the way I'm not supposed to.
Emotional eating.
I was going to say Darius happens to be very much an emotional eater.
Right. But you have to get beyond that. And here's one of the ways that you get beyond it. I get beyond it. My diet has to be balanced. I need the proper amount of vegetables and the proper amount of protein at every meal. I eat small meals. I maybe have my yogurt, my Bravo in the morning with my supplements and a green drink. Probably should put some protein in that. When I first wake up, I drink distilled water because it removes all the acids from the night, the metabolic waste. One glass of distilled water by the side of my bed. I hit it as soon as I wake up. And then by the time I actually get out of bed, I'm usually, you know, it's through me already. Then I go have my yogurt, my Bravo, and my supplements and my green drink. And after talking to you, I realized I need a little protein powder in my green drink.
Mm-hmm.
Then at about 10 o'clock, I have a scoop of chicken salad or whatever I want with a little bit of green. Maybe it's pesto or, like, I'll put greens like organic basil and parsley in a blender with some oil, because oil is important, and I make my own oil. There's a website called foodsalive.com, and there you can buy freshly made oils. I also have a seed press, so if you send me the kind of seeds you want in the mail, I can put them through my press and send them back to you in a jar.
The kind of seeds that we want? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, seeds. For example, I'll put organic pumpkin seeds, and I'll put coriander, which makes it a little spicy, but it moves the heavy metals. And I'll put milk thistle seed, which takes care of the liver and the neurotransmitters. So it's this spicy oil, and I'll make salad dressing out of it, put it on my vegetables, use it for adding to pesto. That's the kind of food I eat. It's heavy in oil.
Okay.
Then I eat lunch, same thing, some meat and vegetables, a salad, whatever. Then I eat dinner, same thing, meat and vegetables. I'll drink my green drinks until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I put a mushroom tea in it that's built for building strength. And this is called Chaga, C-H-A-G-A. I'll put it on my website so that you can buy it. I'm building a new website. I actually buy the Chaga 5 kilos at a time from the Russian Ukraine, like Siberia, really cold. And make it into tea bags, and then you brew about 2 gallons at a time. And this is a plant steroid. It's not an artificial steroid. It's an alternative, real, honest-to-God steroid that makes me strong.
Okay.
It's like instant, but I'm strong for about a week, and then I fall apart. So if I'm traveling, it's like I'm getting weaker all the time. But when I'm strong, I'm seriously strong. I mean, I go to one of those kind of, I don't know what they're called, the heavy-duty intensive workouts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, give me 50 push-ups, give me 50 sit-ups, you know, military presses.
Yes.
Squats and jump switch squats. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. Anything she can think of. It's tough, and it lasts for an hour. And we have a little bit of breaks every 6 minutes.
Okay.
It's tough. I couldn't do it without the mushroom tea.
Gotcha.
So whatever he's doing, he's doing it without the mushroom tea. Bye, honey. Have a good day. The mushroom tea is really important. Because he's an athlete, and it's really important to everybody because you have to be strong. You have to do the big, heavy, hard work so you can get out of this situation.
Gotcha.
When I'm in my exercise class, I say, this is the hard work. If I can do this, I can do all of the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell myself. And it's true.
Okay.
Besides that tea and my green drink, I do a lot of Chinese herbs to balance my organs and my situation. But that's later. That's more a finesse thing. Minerals and vitamins are going to come in through your food when you stop eating all the other stuff. You're going to be able to take the right kinds of food, but you also will need to take minerals, bioabsorbable, you know, food-based minerals and vitamins. Vitamins are cofactors. They're tiny, but they're important. If you had a crew come in to put a roof on your house, and the men come and they have their tools and they have their hammers and their knee pads, and the truck comes and it delivers the shingles, and the boss is there and says, what's wrong? Why aren't you working? And they said, we don't got any nails. The vitamins are the nails. They're cofactors. They're essential, but they're small. They fit into things and do their job. You have to have them. Everything else except the nails doesn't work. You have to have your vitamins daily.
We should get them through. We should get them through foods as much as possible, rather than supplements. These days, they say you need to get them through supplements.
You can, but you can't.
Yeah.
There are various things that block the absorbability of food. For example, the chlorine in your drinking water, the fluoride in your toothpaste. Those halogens will block you from being able to absorb things. So you have to know how to take care of yourself. You have to know how to clean your water before you drink it. I don't even have chlorine in my swimming pool. I use iodine in my swimming pool because iodine is the one we need, and it's actually considered a pool sanitizer, but they forgot. And went back to chlorine. Chlorine is heavier than iodine. It will block your ability to absorb iodine. Fluoride is also a halogen. So is bromine. All of those things block what your son needs, which is iodine. If you get radiated, if you have iodine, it protects you. But if the chlorine is sitting in the receptor sites from your water or your fluoride toothpaste, your body can't absorb iodine or make iodine or keep iodine, and then you all of a sudden you are susceptible to radiation. This is actually another reason why the body goes into cancer. And if I said that brushing your teeth is enough toxin to block iodine, you would say, oh, crap. Because you know what? Everybody brushes their teeth. So find a toothpaste that doesn't have fluoride. Take the chlorine and the fluoride out of the drinking water and the showering water and all that stuff, and you'll be fine. Then you have other things in your environment, like chemtrails, dumping viruses again. So the viral load is important to clear. The yogurt will do it, but it can't get through the water balloon, so you use an enzyme break the water balloon. But inside the water balloon, especially with you guys, are big, honking, bad things because they're not challenged. So when you challenge them by not feeding them, and when you challenge them by giving them oregano oil and things that will kill them, you cull the herd, and you stop their action of growth and dominance. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense, yeah.
I have a question for you, Mimi, in terms of diet. So you do not eat carbohydrates?
No.
Okay, and that is your regular diet is carbohydrate free.
Yes. I don't eat rice. I don't eat potatoes. I don't eat french fries. I don't eat wheat. I don't eat any kind of grain or bean. It's very simple. I eat vegetables, green leafy vegetables. Occasionally I'll have a butternut squash as a treat or a sweet potato.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally. But what we live on is vegetables and meat.
Now, as far as meat is concerned, preparation of meat.
Generally, we cook on an organic charcoal grill.
Okay. So one can bake it.
We buy organic charcoal from South America, and we have a big green egg. You know, one of those Kamado grills?
Yeah.
That's made out of ceramic.
It has
a vent on the bottom and a vent on the top, and we can get it to any temperature we want it and hold it there. The grill is just built like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can bake, we can grill, we can roast. We can slow cook, we can smoke, we can make, it could be a pizza oven. We could make wood-fired pizzas on there. We don't because we don't eat wheat, but
yeah.
We make pizzas out of cauliflower crust.
Right. Okay. Okay. So now, if you're eating chicken, would you remove the skin?
No. Are you kidding? Okay. This is Fat City. We want all those greasy fats.
Got you.
Most of the time, I'm not organic in my meats.
Okay.
I go to Costco. I buy rotisserie chicken in a plastic bag that's in the case.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I buy the pre-made chicken salad with mayo and celery in it.
Mm-hmm.
We buy Australian lamb. If we're going to have red meat, we have high cuts of filet mignon, but we do that once a week. We have sausages from Adele, which are chicken sausages that have habanero and cheese. And we stock up on them in the beginning of the summer when the barbecue stuff comes out. So we
mm-hmm.
have a quarter of our freezer with these sausages in it. They're so good.
Do you eat pork?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm at a party and everything they have is unedible to me, I will eat some pork.
Uh-huh.
But generally, no.
And your reasons for that?
It's a low-frequency food. It often has parasites in it.
Okay.
But energetically, it'll pull you down.
Okay. Fish, seafood of different types?
Yes. I'm careful. I like wild caught instead of farmed salmon.
Okay.
We have Chilean sea bass. We have mahi-mahi, the heavy, oily fishes.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause why? Because we burn oil. When I shifted over to this diet myself, finally, my husband came with me, and he's one of those guys that pulls his pants out from his hips and says, it's time for me to get some smaller pants.
Mm-hmm.
He's been losing weight consistently until
okay.
now he's in very, very good shape with his weight.
Excellent.
So one
have
of
you
the
ever
things-
put this? Just quick question. Have you ever put this diet in a book or thought about doing that written material?
It's already in that thing that I sent you last week.
Oh.
Okay. It's on the reg, so all of your customers got it. I must have missed it. I have to go back.
Yes.
Okay.
They did.
Last week. Okay.
And actually, every time I send one, I send something out on the ketogenic diet. Ketogenic mm-hmm. diet.
That's what it's called. Okay.
Now, there's also one called the GAPS diet. That's the one that I used to get out.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
GAPS, Gut and Psychological Syndrome.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of information on my referral website, which is just like archives of articles. And that
okay.
is simplymimi.net.
Okay.
Now, I can tell you how to kill the parasites, but until you get a little stronger with conviction on your diet, you won't have the strength to kill all the eggs, and it'll just be a mess.
Mm.
It's better to leave them in their environment until you get your army together inside you to go bust some butt and get them gone.
Mm. Okay. We got you. Well, in other words, we got to get serious with this. Sooner rather than later.
Yeah, your health will depend on it.
Yeah.
And your son is young.
Mimi, I want to ask you a question.
I went through something. This has been years ago, but it's all.
First of all, we got to be careful about you. Are you okay on time for the moment? I don't want to.
Yes, I'm okay on time.
Okay, go ahead.
Years ago, I had a. I ended up getting a hysterectomy, a partial hysterectomy. Because of,
they didn't
because
take
of,
the ovaries?
No, they didn't.
Good.
And because of fibroids. After I had the surgery, a condition that I had already had for years, which I subsequent to surgery for the hysterectomy found out was polymyalgia.
Okay.
I went through a phase during all of that. I think it really was before I actually had the surgery, but I went through a period where for months I craved coconut. And I did not know why I was craving coconut, but I had to have fresh coconut around all the time. I was practically living on coconut. And after I had the surgery, that sort of went away somehow. It went away. But do you have any thought at all as to why I was suddenly hooked on raw coconut?
Probably because your fibroids were living on it.
Hmm. So would that indicate that, because I know you said that the coconut oil is good for the system, but would that indicate that eating coconut like that is not a good thing for the body?
When you're responding to a craving, no, it's not a good thing.
Okay. So it's not a thing where your system could be eating.
Well, listen
eating
to what
something.
You told me. You craved it. You had fibroids. The fibroids went out. It went away.
Okay.
It's fundamentally the fibroids that were demanding it. The fibroids left. The craving left.
Okay.
The fibroids are actually parasitic in nature, microbial in nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that being that's living in there needs to go away from you need to kick it out. And I have a product that can help that, and you
mm-hmm.
should consider this. It's called Rearum. It's also on my website, and you also want to look at Rearum and Ruggiero on YouTube.
Okay.
R-E-R-U-M.
R-E-R-U-M.
And the man's name is Ruggiero, R-U-G-G-I-E-R-O.
Okay.
It's expensive. It comes in a syringe bottle, a vial.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It is $560 a jar, or you can get it on the stock order for $520.
Okay.
It has a tricked-out chondroitin sulfate in it that's nano-sized that can get into those spaces and remove. It can remove all that mess. So if you, for example, wanted to remove something like all the mess in Darian's joints, you could take a little injection of this stuff and put it in the knee. And it would set up an area about the size of a softball or a grapefruit, and it would remove everything in that area. Think of it as like I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it. Every knee replacement has what Darian is going through. It has a water balloon around the knee, and inside the microbes are chewing up the bones.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking calcium from the bones. They're taking connective tissue from the knee. Everybody that's had a knee replacement has this bubble of swollenness around it. And as much as I can tell them what I've told you, they don't listen. Why? The same reason. The bugs have them. The bugs are, they have to get stronger than the bugs or they won't make it through.
Yeah.
So Darian's actually looking at a knee replacement if he doesn't do this. And there's a lot of pain as those bones disintegrate.
Yeah.
Because it's bone on bone after a while.
Exactly. Okay.
So you want to use, like, let's say he had an injection of Rearum or you had a Rearum suppository that you could put in the vaginal area that would touch the areas that have fibroids, and it moved everything out. Ray, my biologist friend, looked at the chemistry, and he said, it moves it out at about 1,000 times what the body normally can do. I'm saying that it can move out 1,000 times more than what the body can do. Pretty extraordinary.
Okay.
That would remove your fibroids without having to have them surgically removed. And it would actually remove the bad element of the fibroid.
Okay.
Now, you can take a syringe and take a little drop, you know, a little bit out of the bottle and put it in your own suppository and then save yourself a ton of money. It could last the family for a year if you used it properly because you don't need it every day. You need it maybe once a week. And a suppository just has a tiny little droplet in it, but it keeps the action of the movement going until you're all healed.
I have a question to ask about that. Since I have had a hysterectomy, the only concern I would have now is about the ovaries. And this product, the Rearum, is that something that I could use to affect the ovaries in a positive way that remain?
Sure. It would clear up that mess for sure.
Okay. Now, and that would be through a vaginal suppository?
Yeah.
Okay. Another question I have.
Just let us know when we have to cut off.
Real quick, will we be able to have this tape? Can you send this to us so we can re-listen to this? Is that feasible?
Absolutely.
Good.
Yeah, as long as it comes out. It doesn't always come out, but yes, it should be there.
All right.
And
yeah,
I fully expect you to listen to it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're gonna take this seriously. Appreciate that. Go ahead.
One more question about my own situation personally. I suffer from horrific hot flashes now about going on 5 years without any interruption. I don't want to take the allopathic route to
hormone
deal
replacement.
With.
What's your age, Dawn?
I'm 66.
So you went through menopause 15 years ago.
Okay. Well, it's not been that long since I stopped having periods when I had the hysterectomy.
Oh, right. But your
yes.
body is still going through menopause.
Yes.
Even though you don't cycle.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're a little stuck. And what I recommend that you do is get a homeopathic built for what's needed in your body. And it could be that the good stuff is being eclipsed by the fibroids or by the lack of uterine tissue to make certain things or whatever it is. Usually what we do is make a homeopathic of the uterus and have the person take it, and then everything settles down. I don't know why, but your body needs to know that that uterus is there and it's talking to it and it's not getting an answer back and it gets a little bit crazy.
Well, that must be what's going on with me since I had the partial hysterectomy, because once these hot flashes began, they just have been unceasing, relentless.
Okay. That's what my homeopath does with my clients. What I do with them is I give them a Chinese herb. There are two. One helps the body relate from the inside of the cell to the outside of the cell, or the inside of the uterus to the outside of the body. The other one is called balanced heat, and it helps the body adjust the heat balance. Both of them I could give you small amounts and you could try.
Oh, I would love that. That would be like manna from heaven.
Yeah, it really is.
She means that. Yeah, she means that.
Also, remember, the sugar that you're eating is hot and dirty, and that heat is going to change your hormones.
Hmm.
So when you go to your vegetables instead of your sugars, and by sugars, rice, and all those things are sugars too, you will cool down naturally, and the yogurt cools you down more. You see, you guys are doing the yogurt, but without the corresponding aspect of diet, it's just too much to push up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get over the top. You got 3/4 of the way up the hill, but you're pooped. Now you gotta take the ballast out, you know, get rid of the stuff you don't need, and then you'll make it.
Okay. Raw food. What's the balance that you observe for raw versus cooked vegetables? And you don't do any fruit. I'm just confirming that.
I don't do fruit. It doesn't work. It turns into fungus after a short time.
Okay.
I don't do it that way, Dawn. I listen to my body.
Okay.
I say, okay, do we want cold food? Do we want hot food? A lot of raw food that comes out in the summer, not so much in the winter. You know.
Mhm.
I switch when the temperature switches.
Uh huh.
To warming foods rather than cooling foods.
Okay.
But you're going to find out what's important with your diet is that you're not eating to stuff down your emotions. What changed me for real, the thing that absolutely leveled me, was someone said, don't eat more than you can digest. And I looked at my dinner and I said, oh crap, this is more, I've been eating more food than I can digest. What happens when you don't digest your food? You digest as much as you can, and then you put yourself to sleep, and it's sitting there, and it turns to slime in your gut. And it turns to slime because nature has it that the organisms come and eat the leftovers, the compost.
Mm. That makes sense.
Don't eat more than you can digest.
Yeah.
Once you realize, oh, this is how much I digest, and you make that adjustment, a very magical thing happens because you start being able to digest emotions, when your digestion's working, you can digest your emotions and you can handle more. You actually get through your day complete, and all your emotional baggage is washed away, and you feel terrific. You get up the next day, and it's clear, and you get through it, and it's clear, and then you go exercise, and anything that was backed up is gone, and you go do it again, and your life can build. But you cannot build a life when you keep knocking yourself down with food. And you are knocking yourself out. You're saying, I don't want to feel anything. I just want to go away. You might as well just do opioids.
Wow.
It's very sobering information that you're giving us here. It's deep, yeah.
Coffee.
We got to wrap this up.
Coffee turns to acid. If you have to drink coffee, you need to drink four times as much water after you drink your coffee to wash out the acids.
Right.
And you're going to have to do the morning ritual where you're removing the acids with the water that's distilled. It's like a clean sponge. It can absorb all that. So you're going to have to drink a lot of distilled water in the morning if you're going to have that much acid. Tomatoes are the same way, very acidic. Green vegetables, absolutely the most alkalining, calming, comfortable thing you could ever eat. And at first it doesn't, you know, if you're eating it for the taste, you're off base. You've got to eat it for how it performs in your body.
Okay,
my other son has come in while we've been talking. He's asking about reverse osmosis water. Is that good for drinking?
Sure, it's much better than tap water. But honestly, other son, you want to look into a whole house reverse osmosis so you're not dumping the pollution on yourself in the shower, or get a shower head. But you got to look at all of your exposure.
Well, if I'm just drinking it but then going around and then washing myself with it and washing my food with it and things like that, right?
Right. Like, I don't cook my vegetables I don't steam them in tap water. I steam them in reverse osmosis water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drink the steamed water after my meal because it's hot and it cuts the fats and it's got all the minerals in it. And then I sleep like a charm. If we eat dinner without vegetables for some reason or we use some other kind of thing, I'm really upset that I don't get my tea. Because my body loves it, because I calm down.
And the tea is what you're calling the liquid, the steam liquid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you don't like the flavor, you can still add a tea bag, but it is enormously productive with minerals.
Okay.
The Oriental people use water under their vegetables, and then they will have 15 different vegetables go through that water and then use it as broth for their pho.
Oh, okay.
They build it up and build it up. And they take the scraps and they steam them to get the minerals out of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. But that's
mm-hmm.
how you get a broth to be super rich. And then you drink that broth and you can go, you know, you're just like, it's like heaven. Go out for pho and get some pho.
Yeah, I've never had it.
It's Vietnamese soup. It has a lot of cilantro in it.
You know it?
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes whenever we don't feel well, my son and I will go for pho. It's like, oh, you know, you get that flu-y feeling and we go for pho and it's fixed.
Oh, awesome.
But you might gurgle for a while, but it's fixed.
Okay.
When we feel well, we don't gurgle. It just gets it all out. The gurgling is actually a healthy sign that the digestive system is working.
When you mention gurgling, are you talking about the phlegminess?
No, I'm talking about the stomach rumbling.
Oh, I see. Okay.
There's a lot of energetic techniques that I know that make you digest. It, like, identifies where your body is holding on to emotions that haven't digested.
Uh-huh.
And you nurture it, and it goes through into the processor, and it digests, and it rumbles, and it grumbles, and you feel like, this is the worst thing in the world. I never want to do this again.
Mm.
And then after it clears, which is another hour or two, oh, my God, you're like dancing on air.
Wow.
It is the most amazing thing to have the congestion in your system cleared.
Yeah.
And then I'm like singing praises to the technique.
Hmm.
Whereas I was really seriously considering eliminating it entirely, which is why we don't digest our feelings, because they're not comfortable. And so we stuff it in the body, and then the food gets stuffed on top so it never comes out. It's a very, very unhealthy place to be.
Very interesting.
So you review. You eat the foods that you can digest. You digest your emotions. You face the hard stuff in your exercise so that it squeezes the toxins out of those places. Then you face everything. So this is a review for me.
Okay.
And I have something very valuable, too, with your permission, since you told me you have a tough financial spot, I am willing to trade you permission to use this for any financial. If you give me permission to use this, we've said Dawn, we've said Darius, nobody knows who that is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No problem.
That's a deal. Absolutely. In other words, you know, we can give it to you in writing and whatever, and then in exchange.
No, not necessary. I'll just take the link and put it up for people to listen to on my reference section. And I'll say this is about parasitic conditions, this is about diet, this is about how to break through that water balloon. If you have a knee replacement, I would put knee replacement, how to avoid a knee replacement, which is what we really talked about with Darius today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That belongs as a Google search, and people need to find it and say, oh, damn, that's how you do it.
Okay.
That's awesome. Let's do it, because our great frustration, Mimi, is knowing a lot of these things, and, of course, we learned so much more today, but unable to do it because of finances, you know, especially with Darius. That's been a tremendous...
Well, you're going to save so much money on not buying all those other things to eat.
Yeah.
And you're going to find a good, healthy source of what you do eat. And if you have a garden and you can tend to the soil, I have a worm farm, and I replaced the soil with good soil, and I put worms in it. And they tend to my vegetables, and my vegetables are so happy.
I bet so. That's awesome. Yeah. So how do we execute this? You just send the information and then we can...
Yeah, I'm sending you a link on your text. That's how hard it is.
Very good. Okay, wonderful. All right. Well,
but in the future, you can look for it. If you want to refer others to it, you can look for it as a post on Simply Mimi.
Right. Okay.
So it is not a waste of time. And I'm about to make a big blog on... I'm making a new site called Mimi's Kitchen Club.
Okay.
And I think it's Mimi's Kitchen Club Shopify right now. I have to fix that, but I'm not in a big rush.
Right.
It will be a place where you can buy customized nutrition, where you can buy some of the things that I'm talking to you about at a very low price. but you do have to join a club because that protects me. Because if you're in a private membership association, then you step out of the role of being the public, and then the FDA can't bother me because I'm not serving the public.
Right.
I'm serving
right.
private members.
Good,
yeah.
good. That's a good approach. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're with you. Yeah.
Great.
Mimi, this has been more than words can say. Thank you so very much. We'll be following up
much.
On all of this because we got to get serious here.
Great. I look forward to helping you every bit of the way.
Good. Thank you, Mimi. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Day.
Take care.
You're welcome. Nice meeting you guys.
All right.
I mean, I'm talking to the other son if he's still there.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you for your wisdom.
You're welcome. Okay, bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.